This is NPR's Life in Berlin. Tango music blares in the middle of the Mall of Berlin.
Herzlich willkommen zum Tango Argentino in der Mall of Berlin.
Dancers glide with their intricate steps on the wide and open square space. It's Thursday afternoon, and this upscale shopping center in Leipziger Platz has turned into a modern milonga, a gathering where tango is the star attraction.
I've never danced in a mall. It's absolutely beautiful.
Tanya Nagel is visiting from upstate New York.
One of the main attractions for me coming to Berlin had to do with the tango, that there's such a large community. It's printed actually on a map and a menu with the different places to go every day.
Her partner, Luciano Troncoso, moved from Argentina to Berlin just several years ago.
Most people who believe I'm Argentinian, I must dance tango, but that's a stereotype. I started dancing in Berlin.
Summertime ballroom dancing is making a mark for this location. In 1896, here stood the famous department store, the Wertheim Kaufhaus. But the Nazis took hold of this Jewish property in the 1930s. World War II destroyed it. The Mall of Berlin opened in 2014. Manager Andrea Siemens says this structure is a historical blueprint of the Wertheim.
Thinking back of the good old times, we came up with the idea there was more than shopping and there's even dancing. Very lively, like in Roma or Madrid.
Fernando Zapata, Colombian and owner of dance studio Zapatissimo, coordinates the events.
Mondays, Disco Fox, Tuesday.
It's best to check out the Mall of Berlin's website for the schedule and dance style offerings. Most of the brave souls that strut their back kicks and turns on this dance floor have experience with tango.
I learned tango for 25 years the first time. Then I was 10 years in Buenos Aires to study tango. My name is Reinhard. My family name is Bieber. No, not Bieber. Bieber.
The veteran Mr. Bieber doesn't mind dancing with a beginner.
Volker Skado. Last year I began tango.
Spectators focus on a couple so in sync they mesmerize.
Tango dancing is not dancing together with just one person. We dance with anybody. So it's not exclusive by any means.
Dubrakov Kakarigi, tango blogger, has taught dance in Florida before he moved to Berlin.
This is my wife, Elke.
The bright and airy makeshift ballroom inspires her.
I love it. The wind's blowing through, the people shopping, you can hear the little teacups going.
Dancing at the mall lasts till the end of August. So go shop and you might just get an invitation.
Have you danced?
No, because I'm working.
Would you like to dance?
For NPR Berlin, I'm Wilma Consul.